Hey everyone, I wanted to take a moment to just say thank you so much for all of the support. First off, I hope you all had a great holiday time with your family, spent time with people that you absolutely love. And I just want to again say thank you to everyone who reaches out for all the support, and just want to congratulate all of our students who are breaking into medical device sales. Having people, we just got people reaching back out to us that we've helped break in, and like for example, Wes, shout out to you, my man. Broke in 5.5 months ago. He just texted me. He came in as a full line rep right away. Is now running at 240% to plan on the quarter, almost at 100% to plan already for the year. And it goes back to, we just make sure not only do you guys break into medical device sales, but you actually know what you're doing in medical device sales, so you can go and make that impact and personally, financially have that opportunity to actually do what you're supposed to do in medical device sales as well. And so if you guys don't have LinkedIn, you're definitely going to need one. So make sure you get one. Feel free to reach out to me at Jacob McLaughlin or new to medical device sales. Always love connecting with you. But as you guys are seeing, we are continuing to grow. We are continuing to have people break into medical device sales every single day. Again, our average person as of right now in 2023 is breaking in 8.2 weeks at $94,478, where no one else is being able to do that. We are documenting all of it and putting it out there for you all to see, having those guests on the podcast. So again, you know it's true. It's not just some random dude on the internet saying this. But the reason I'm telling you guys that is because I need to start letting you all know it is now December. And going up into the new year, the prices will be going up in the course. And the reason for that is, again, just because of we know it's working. We know the ROI is absolutely insane, where the average person is getting over a 30x ROI in the first 2 months, where you can't go anywhere else. But again, we're putting more content in. We're getting more success stories. We're now just, again, making it even more refined to make it a better experience for you all. And so, again, supply and demand, just so you guys know, we know the return that we're getting, and we also know we're not for everybody, and that is okay. But I do want to just put it out there that, again, we have some very big things coming here in the new year, and I'm really excited to share them here in the future. But I want you all to know that it is going to be an absolutely amazing time for all of our current students and future students with all the exciting things that we're about to do. But again, if you guys are interested in breaking into medical device sales, please feel free to reach out to me. You guys can also click the link below where you can also be able to go apply. The one thing I would just tell you guys is please be serious if you're going to apply. Please look at the prices and understand what we offer, because I can just tell you lately I've had a lot of people call who just want to talk. I am not there just to talk. If you want to talk, you can reach out on LinkedIn. But again, guys, we are at a point where the amount of people I have reach out to me have to protect my time at some point. So again, if you are reaching out, please do your research, do about the course. And also, last thing, I just want you all to know, I'm not here to sell you anything. It's why I put all the content out there for free. It's why we have all this information more than anybody out there, because again, we want you to do your own research. Also showing, I don't need a dollar from you. If you guys have not heard, I did just close one of the largest deals in company's history. For myself, it's my largest deal ever. And so I'm just putting that out there. I'm doing just fine in medical device sales. We are doing what we do because we know we can help change your life. So I want you all to know that. So again, please do your research. Last thing I have to say is I am only a coach for new to medical device sales. I don't work with any other programs. If you heard that, I'm so sorry. If you heard otherwise that I work with someone else, I don't. I'm sorry. I only work with new to medical device sales because we're busy getting our people broken very quickly. So if you guys are interested in breaking into medical device sales, please feel free to reach out. If you guys can, press that like and subscribe button. It will help us grow this channel. And again, if you can share this with somebody you think would be helpful, it would mean the world to me. But let's get into today's episode, because I know it's going to provide you a lot of value. Welcome back to New to Medical Device Sales. I am your host, Jacob McLaughlin. I'm so excited to be coming to you today. I can't wait to just share this podcast with you all, because it's been one that I've been looking at doing for a little bit. It's something, if you guys have followed me for a while, you have seen I've done like a three month, 6 month, 9 month, a year, a 2 year reflection. And today is the 3 year reflection in medical device sales. And so I wanted to be able to share that with you all. I wanted to let you guys know what I've learned over the last 3 years. And just hopefully this can all just help you, whether you're trying to break into medical device sales, whether you're already in medical device sales, whether you're also been in for a while, but you're wanting to learn more. Hopefully there's one thing that can just from my journey can help you. The one thing you will see, I'm wearing an OG, one of the old shirts that says I broke in. It's one of our I broke in medical device shirts. My buddy was like, what'd you break into? Are you a robber? And I'm like, no, it's marketing and it just worked because now I get to tell you what I broke into. So if you guys are interested, we do have them. We have ones that aren't the OG ones, but we are working on getting that on the website just so you can see it. But I wanted to go into today's episode because, again, wanting to be able to show you guys what this last 3 years has been. If you are just watching this, this is your first time, again, I will just do a quick recap. If you guys have listened to me for any time, you're going to be like, please stop talking. I've already heard this a million times, but for all the new listeners, you guys, just over 3 years ago, because we're officially 3 years in medical device sales, but just over 3 years ago, I was a personal trainer. I was a person not even making $60,000 a year. I got told I would never break into medical device sales. I couldn't do it without any of the sales experience and all of the good stuff that they tell you you need to do. I decided not to listen. And I end up reaching out to over 3,000 people, talking to over 180 of those people, end up doing the networking the right way, like what we teach you guys on how to do, and end up getting 4 job offers from J&J, Stryker, Zimmer, and then I took a full-line rep role with Medtronic, where I then came in as a full-line rep at 25 years old. So I skipped the associate sales rep role, came in right in as a full-line rep, and then I took the lowest performing territory in the nation to top 10. I was number 8, and then from there, I was headhunted, and now I run the Western United States for Innovus Medical as a sales manager. Again, just so you all know, usually they will tell you it takes 7 to 10 years to be a manager. We did it with under 2 years. Now I'm in my year 3, been with the company for about a year and a half now, and so it's been a great experience. With that said, being with Innovus just under a year and a half now, I just, like I said, closed my largest deal in my life. Just so you all know, it is the north of the $500,000 mark, which is a great PO to get. Been a very fun journey, and it's just been one that I couldn't even write if I wanted to. And so I'm just forever grateful to everyone who's followed along this far. Again, going from the personal trainer who got told he'll never break in to doing everything we have been able to do. But I just want to always just remind you guys, every time I say this, I hope you know it's never to have you guys be like, oh, look at me, oh, look what it is. I hope when you hear my story, I hope when you listen to this or you watch this, that you guys are like, it's possible. If he can do it, I can do it. If he's been able to come from where he's at to where he's at now, I can do that. Because again, guys, this is where I'm just want to be super humble with all of you. Is like, 6 years ago, I had $66 to my name. I moved out here to Arizona from Iowa with $1,200 to my name. I lived off $30 a week. I woke up on an air mattress the first 6 months of my life on the ground because it had a hole in it. I had to blow it up every single night and I couldn't afford to go buy a new one. And it's just been like, I worked as a personal trainer. I decided not to go to OT school and get my master's and go into 150 grand debt to go only make $80,000 because at that point it didn't make any financial sense and I had to pay for it myself. Decided not to do it. I went to fitness and I trained and I worked hundreds of hours a week to be where I'm at. And then I was like, hey, I think I want to do med device sales. And so the reason I'm saying this to you guys is because I'm going to make a post. I haven't even made it yet. By the time you hear this, it will probably have been released. But the one thing I just want you guys to know is everything that I've been told I will never do, I've been able to do it. I got told I would never play college basketball. Did that. Got told that I would never be able to go out and get into OT school. Got accepted into three programs to be exact, which again, they only accept usually under 20 to 40 people with thousands of people applying. Got told I wouldn't make it out in Arizona, was able to do that. Got told I wouldn't make it as a personal trainer running my own business, was okay. Got told wouldn't make break into medical device sales. We did it. We had success. We've done it. And so I'm hoping what you guys hear is if you have a dream, if you have a goal, just go for it. Because you're sitting here talking to the guy who every single time that I've been told I can't do it, it's just that's what how I've been just driven in my life. I'm going to prove that I can do it, right? And now I'm at a great point in my life where I'm doing stuff for me. I'm not doing it to prove you guys wrong anymore because honestly, I don't care what anyone has to say. I just now have things in my head where I'm like, I know I can probably do it. Let's see, right? And so just so you know, that's where we're at now. But the reason I'm saying all that is I hope when you hear this, you guys are motivated, that you are like, I can do it. And so let's get into it for medical device sales and what I learned. And so one thing that I'm going to start with, and it's never changed, is networking is key. Networking is key in medical device sales, and that's always going to be the number one thing that I always say, because networking is what got me into this industry. Networking is what helped me had success in my accounts. It had me help success with my surgeons. Networking is what has helped me also expand my network to be able to have job offers to come into places where I'm at today. I've been very vocal. There's been jobs that I've turned over, $250,000 turned down, because of what? Because of literally just my network, what I've been able to accomplish. They know that and they reach out to me. I'm not saying that to be like, oh, look at all this money and all this stuff. I'm not. I'm saying this to you guys is if you continue to network, you continue to build relationships, you continue to do the right thing, and you continue just to be you, it usually works out in the end pretty dang good. Because I'm sitting here telling you now, and I've said this on all of our podcasts, I network more now than I did when I tried to break into the industry. I have people reach out to me from all around the world now, companies from all around the world trying to talk to me, reps all around the world that are just trying to just connect and all that. And I love it. I love being able to talk to people from Australia and India and, you know, like being able to go to those cool spots of like, oh, wow, going to England. We're going to go hang out with our buddies in the next couple of weeks because I got to go for a work trip. I get to go for a work trip and it's going to be an awesome time. It's like being able to meet these people from all around the world because you never know where it can take you, right? And that's, again, now it's even local, right? I can sit here and tell you guys, we literally just got somebody hired in our course here locally in Arizona because I networked at my office where we now have our studio, which is so much fun for me to have with you guys. And guess what? He just happened to be the VP of a medical device company. And guess what they were looking for? People. Guess who they have? One of our people. Shout out, Alex. Congratulations, buddy. Like, that's what's fun. It's the networking piece. And that's what so many people miss because I will sit here and tell you why. Most people miss it because of ego. They think they're better than everyone else. They think they know everything else. And now I know what you guys are thinking. Well, Jacob, you seem pretty confident. You do that. 1,000%. I am confident. But I'm confident because I know of what the work I've done and who I've met and all that stuff. But the reason I'm saying that is I don't ever try to come off as like cocky and all this. Now, to some people, it might come off, and I understand that. But I'm never too good for another person. I'm never too good to have a conversation with anybody or to learn. But what I will tell you, this is where people get this switched up, is when I have John, who's been in for 18 years, who is where I'm at in 2 years, now trying to give me all the advice and then also telling me I suck. Yeah, I'm going to probably be a little more choosy on what I take advice from, right? Because again, and let me just tell you, when I say that, that offends a lot of people who've been in the med device sales. You guys should see my LinkedIn DMs. There are not a lot of people who have been in for 15 plus years who hear that are like, oh yeah, this guy is great. It's usually shut your mouth. Who are you to say anything? I worked hard. And I'm like, you have, I bet so, right? But the thing I'm just going to always tell you guys is if you go network, it's just about learning from them, relationships, building the relationships. And what I've learned is the best people don't have the egos where they're like, screw you, I'm trying to prove something to you, all this stuff. Now I'll sit here and tell you, the 25-year-old kid that you guys saw, he did have that mentality. Even now, you just heard when people tell me I can't do something, I used to be like, yeah, I'm going to do it. Now I'm at a place, I'm not doing it for other people, I'm just doing it for me. Huh, I wonder if I can do this. Because let me just make this clear because you all can hear it. I've already beat all the expectations everybody told me I never could do. So honestly, I don't really care what anyone else is going to tell me I can and can't do because I've already won on that front. It's more in what's in my head. So going back to the networking piece of just for you guys is being able to network with managers, network with surgeons, network with people inside the industry, other reps from other companies. I think one of the silliest things is that you'll see people from other companies and you're like, they could be competition. And normally they're not. Usually you guys only have one or two or three competitors, right? Number one, I think it's hilarious how many people are like, screw that person. I'll never talk to them in their life. Okay, that's silly because you should keep your enemies closer than anyone, right? Number one. But number two is like they're standoffish and people don't want to talk with anybody. It's, when I was in the OR, I was talking to all the reps. What do you do? What have you been doing the last couple of years? Have you always done this? What made you get into this? What do you do now? And then once we learn that, hey, do you got a family? Well, what do you do in your off time? Like getting to know people, because what you guys miss, and we say this all the time, this world's a big world. And then once you get in it, it's small. It's super tiny. The people that like, it's hilarious to watch people go from one position to the next position to the next position. And when I say hilarious, I don't mean it's like funny that they're quitting and going. It's funny how it's like, you might have known Sarah, the rep, and 2 years later, Sarah's a VP somewhere now. And now she has actually purchasing power. She goes somewhere. That's what you guys miss. And by just networking and being a good person, you could profit from that in the future. So number one, what I've learned in medical device sales is networking is always going to be key. The last piece of that that I will always say, because I say it all the time, but most people network wrong. And let me just tell you why. Because it's always, what can they get? What's in it for me? And that's why those people lose. But if you can just come and just learn about somebody, see if you can provide value in any way, and maybe you can't, maybe you're just there to learn, but you just come and just don't expect anything when you're networking with these people, I promise you, it will go very well for you. So that's number one, is just networking, making sure that you guys are making relationships and building it out with it. Number two is have a plan, but understand it's going to change. Have a plan, but understand it's going to change. If you would have sat here and told me 3 years ago, I'm in my position now, I'm having the success I'm having now, I'm traveling to where I'm traveling to, and we're doing all the stuff we're doing, I would tell you, you're crazy. I would tell you, I thought I might be able to get there, but I can sit here and tell you guys, I had a goal, I knew what I wanted to accomplish, and I went after it. But I can sit here and tell you, it looks way different than I actually thought, because guess what? You get more information, you gather it, you learn more about it, and then you go and move on that. And then guess what? You go do that, and then you learn on that. And it just continues to go. And to tell you guys to be where we're at today, I never thought, like, you know, when I was going to be a rep, I went to go be a rep, I was like, hey, I'm just going to come in and crush it. I did that. And then the opportunity for a regional manager, that wasn't even on my mind until about a couple months before it happened. And then I was like, oh, I could do that. And then we got in here, and now what we've been able to accomplish here, it's been like, you know, I'm very thankful, and I have to be smart on what I share, and there's certain things I can't always share, but like to be transparent of like what I've been able to accomplish in the last year and a half, what we've been able to do, sharing with you guys that we've been able to do that, growing my territory, which we'll post about like in my own like LinkedIn and sharing that stuff, is building it over $750,000 from $0 in revenue. And we did that in under 15 months, right? Like, great. And it's just been like a cool experience for myself, but it didn't look like how I thought it was going to be. And so what I can just sit here and tell you is, even in my life now, it's so different. Like, if you would have told me at 25, even at 26 or 27, to where I'm at now and today, and like where we're about to go and travel to, and the trips I get to do, and the people I've got to bless, and the partners we're partnered with, and all this stuff, I would have been like, what are you talking about? And so what I can sit here and tell you guys is like, my dreams now at 3 years in med device sales are so massive that at 2 years ago, I could have never even thought I could be thinking this way. That I can sit here and tell you they're in reach. They're like, I can go and do it. And I know I can, because the roles that are now getting presented to me at certain days and all that, it's like, holy crimoli, right? At my age and at where I'm at, it's like, this is amazing. But what I can sit here and tell you is, if this is why most people lose, is they put themselves in a cage. They say, hey, I'm going to do this, and this is why it doesn't work out. Let me just make something very clear for you all. And this is, probably will rub some people the wrong way, but guess what? It means we're doing something right, if not everyone's happy. But like, the world of, you're going to go get a job, you're going to work there for, go, like, this is 40 years ago. Hey, you're going to go to college, you're going to graduate, you're going to get married, you're going to get a good career, you're going to work there for 40 years, you're going to retire, and then you die, right? And in there, you had a family somewhere, right? That's just not the way of the world anymore. And to some people, that might be, and they'll be like, this guy, he's preaching the whore, like the devil's work, right? Like, whatever it is, it's hilarious, but it's like, all I got to tell you guys is, you just do as you do. It is what it is, as some good people would say. Max Tuning, I love what watching his stuff. If you guys ever watch a good YouTube video and just want to laugh, he puts good stuff out there. But the reason I'm saying that, it is what it is. Guess what? I'm looking at stuff, but I'm never being like, I have to do this for 40 years. Because I've been very transparent, you guys. The reason I do what I do is because I love it. I absolutely love it every single day. It's why you guys are like, man, he has so much passion. Because I love it, right? But the moment I'm like, this sucks, I'm out. Like, first off, I don't think it'll ever be, because I'm always just having fun, right? But number two, the reason I'm just saying that is, most people will put themselves in this square, and then they put themselves in a prison, and then they have to stay there because they told themselves they were to do this for the next 10 years, and they're going to do this. And it's why they can't progress, because you just put the ceiling on yourself, and you put the limit. I can tell you my limit broke was because I can just sit here, you guys, and I'm always transparent with you guys in like the med device sales world. It's like, oh, I wanted to make 150. Oh, I want to make 200 grand, 250. Okay, great. But if I would have just been like, okay, I'm going to make 150, then 200. And oh, I'm good at 250. Maybe I'll make maybe 250. Maybe I'll make a 225 1 year, all that. I would have just stayed there. But the moment you're like, hey, let's try to for a 500K or whatever it is, fake number, put it out there. Guess what? Your ceiling just went up. But you would have been stuck at the one that you thought was there. Now let's go career goal. This is my favorite because I absolutely love it. Can't break in without actual sales experience. Trash. But number two, you got to be an associate for 2 years and then you can move on. Then tell me why we've gotten people hired in 7 months from associates to full line reps making six figures. I'll tell you, because when going back to everything we ever teach, if you know how to play the game, you can win the game. And most people are just, oh, well, it takes 2 years. Guess who doesn't believe it takes 2 years? Myself. Know who doesn't believe it takes 2 years? The other people who've broken in under a year from associates to full-line reps. In a year and a half from associates to full-line reps. Because they're not waiting for other people's timelines. That's what people wait on. Oh, it's this way and that way. All right, great. Sometimes it might be, but a lot of the times it's not, because it's just what I just told a kid on the phone I just had a call with. It was, everyone tells you you need to have this until you don't have it and you get the job anyway. Everyone told me I needed sales experience, got 4 offers, so apparently you don't actually need it, right? Everyone told me I want to be successful because I had no sales experience, finished in the top 10 first year. I'm like, okay, sorry, I didn't fit the mold, right? Like, the reason I'm just telling you guys that is stop putting limits on yourself, because most people will put them in this cage and then they'll be like, oh my gosh, I can't go past this because it's supposed to take me 2 years. Oh, I can't be a manager within 5 because it takes 10, right? Like, you guys put these own limits, and I'll tell you why. Because you're listening to people who aren't where you want to be, or they're where you want to be, but it took them 15 years, right? This is the one thing I can just sit here and tell you. It's why you guys listen to me. It's why you guys watch me, is because I just don't listen to the other people of what I have to do. Because I don't have to do anything. I'm going to share some real advice. I've shared this in multiple conversations. And it's like, even one of my guys, he's a mentor to me. He's over 50 years old. He's like, that is some of the most sound advice. And you should share that with a lot of people. So taking Chris's advice, I'm going to share that with more people. We share it in our course. But let me just tell you real quick what I've lived my life on. I don't take financial advice from people who make less money than me. I don't take marriage advice from people who are divorced, or relationship advice from people who aren't happily married or in relationships. And I don't take happiness advice from people who are less happy than me, because that's just silly. But guess what 99% of people do? That. And Chris Williamson, he's an awesome dude. If you guys want a great podcast for just self-development, go listen to Chris Williamson. Chris Williamson had one, and he's like, I stopped caring what other people thought of me and what they say about me, because most people don't like themselves. And when you hear that truth bomb, it will change your whole stinking life. You know why I don't take advice from Rick or Brett or John, who tells me what I should be doing with my life, who's 64? They don't know me. They don't know what I want to do with my life. Like, that's the thing I'll just tell you, is like, everyone, especially because I put myself out there, I'm vulnerable here, is everyone tells me how I should live my life, how I should run my business, how I should do sales, what I should say and what I shouldn't say, because I'm on the internet. Guess what? None of you know me. None of you know my plans. None of you know my goals, and none of you know the mission I'm trying to accomplish. So I do not give two flying kites what you have to say. And it's why I'll continue to live life on my own terms and be happy, because you don't know what makes me happy. You don't know what drives me. AKA, take me out of it, put that onto yourself, and now you can be happy. And now you can go have success. So that was way off of medical device sales, but hopefully that was just helpful for you. All right, number three, a deal is never over. And most people are going to be like, Jacob, yes it is. I will just sit here and tell you that deal that I just closed that was my largest one, purchase order of my life, was dead, stopped, out of the loop multiple times. And what I would just sit here and tell you, it's what we've talked about in sales. A no's not a no forever. A no's a no for right now. Because there's been so many times I've made sales where the person told me no, and then I followed up 3 months later and I got the sale, or 6 months later I got the sale. It kept going, right? But the reason I can sit here is that, like, there was times I got cussed at by surgeons and people, and they're like, get out of here, all this stuff, right? And then you go back a month later and what do they do? I'm so sorry. I was having a bad day. I didn't really mean that. I'm so sorry. I took it out on you. And guess what happens? now the conversation progressed. Now we got a deal going. So what I would just say, sit here and say, is something that I've learned, especially in the last 12 months, is the deal's never dead. It just might not be the right time. Now here, I'll say this. Are there going to be certain deals that you probably just don't ever follow up on, or that probably aren't worth it, or the guy's just a jerk? Yeah, because I'll sit here and tell you one thing that has really helped me in medical device sales and just sales in life and just in general in happiness and all this. I don't work with jerks. I don't care how much money they have. I don't care if it's my largest account. Like, that was one of my biggest things that I took away from being when I was at my time with Medtronic, where I was running to all these accounts. There were certain accounts I just fired. Because I was like, guess what? The amount of time and energy that it takes me to do this and how rude they are and all this stuff, I could go get one other doctor, replace their revenue, and probably have someone way better. Win-win-win, right? And so that's what I would just say. Because so many times I see sales reps bound and do everything that the client or the account will have them do, but they're just jerks and doing all this stuff. And again, you guys will learn this. Majority of the times, it's your smaller accounts that are that way. And it's like, you could go find somebody who's probably way higher in volume, way nicer, actually believes in your product way more, and you'll have way more success. I literally just had this talk when I was at AAGL with a colleague and a friend that works for, not a colleague, but like he works in another company, but he's a sales rep. And that was literally the advice I gave him, because I did the exact same thing. Was he had somebody who just is picket, like making sales, or like they don't want to pay for stuff. They always are fiddling about the prices. They, you know, they're a high volume doc, but they're like, they're not really wanting to like continue to move forward to like buy this stuff and all these things, right? The reality of it is, okay, what if you spent that time instead of trying to convince somebody who's just already a pain, and just go find somebody who's really great? And then you're like, it's a good fit. And then guess what? Now it's a win-win, because they love you, you love them, and it's a win-win-win, because now everyone's happy and the account and the volume is probably higher and your revenue's higher, and now you're in a better atmosphere instead of working with Jerk McGee making no money. And it's just a miserable time. So that would be my advice there, is just no deals are ever done, but there are some deals that I'm just not willing to take. I don't care what the money is, because again, you guys will all learn this. Something I just need to say is, again, one thing that I've really learned over the last 3 years is coming from no money, had nothing. I came from a scarcity mindset. Oh my gosh, I need to go to now having an abundant mindset. It's why I can share all the stuff I share with you all. You guys winning doesn't make me lose. I can win, you can win, we can all win. Abundance, right? The reason I'm just saying that to you all is it's no different than when you're in medical device sales. If you are just coming from a place of abundance, it will be very well for you, because again, if you're always playing in the offense of like, hey, we'll go get more. If one dropped off, we can go get another one, right? Compared to, oh, I need this person, I need this. Now you become needy, now you're like this, and now there's more pressure, stress, and you probably usually don't perform as well. So I would just say, come from a place of abundance there. Now, number four, this is probably one of the biggest things that I can put out there for you all. Careful on who you listen to. Going back to a little bit of what I just said. As I've gone on this journey, I've had a lot of people reach out to me. I've reached out to a lot of people, and I've talked to a lot of people. But I'm very careful on who I actually take advice from, because what I'll sit here and tell you, like I already mentioned, everyone tells me how I should run my career. Everyone tells me how I run my businesses. Everyone tells me how I should live my life. Everyone tells me all these things. But do they like themselves? Have they done what I'm trying to do? Are they somebody I want to be like or respect? Right? Like, these are things that I put through me every single time I'm talking to someone. Because there's so many guys, like, let me just say this. I hear this all the time. Like, and it's who I used to be. Oh, they're successful. And they'll just go from a money aspect. And I get it. I was that person. Oh, what? I know so many financially successful people that are the farthest thing away from success in my book, in my life. And I would just, like, that's easy for me to say. Just because you make money doesn't make you successful. Because I, like, again, all money does is bring out who you really are. So if you're a jerk, you're just a bigger jerk. If you're a nice person, you're just a bigger nice person, right? You can, like, if you're a giver, you'll give more money. If you're like, I need all the stuff, you'll take all the money as the more you make, right? And so what I can just sit here and tell you is, like, just be careful on who you listen to. Because again, I've had, like, this is what I'll just say. There are people in my life, financially, They crush it. Like millionaires, high end, like they do awesome. You know what I'll listen to them on? Business, financial advice. Okay, that makes sense. I won't listen to them on personal advice or like relationship advice because we don't share the same values as that, right? And like, that's okay. Like, I think that's the biggest thing is that everyone thinks that you have to be like the same as everybody else, or you have to, oh, if this person's successful, they're successful in every aspect in your life. If I can just sit here and tell you, I think that's the biggest lie. I think if you're successful in a lot of your lives, there's usually one place lacking because it just goes. Now, again, that's not everyone. Like that, I can just sit here and tell you my goal is to, you know, be a good person, be a good man. You know, like I can't wait to one day be a family man, all that good stuff, right? Like I have goals with that, financially support my family, financially give back to others, like do all those things, right? But I can sit here and tell you from working with a lot of very successful people, they're like, there's usually one thing lacking and that's okay, but you just have to look at what it is, right? So like I would just say is be careful who you listen to because again, I hear this all the time. You heard it last week with Jason Elmore and it was such a great advice, but like there's so many people like, oh, I'm getting in like you new associates. Or people trying to break into the industry. Like this is what I hear all the time. Oh, I talked to this person from Stryker, or I talked to this person from Zimmer or Medtronic or J&J or who cares? Name the company and they must be good because they work at the company. And if you listen and you actually go talk to people, you'll realize that's usually the farthest thing from the truth because if you look at most sales organizations, over 50% are not performing. So, you are now taking advice on how to do sales and come into the industry and be successful in sales from a person who is not performing. That is the equivalent of you playing sports. I played basketball in college. That would be the equivalent of the starter who's earned the spot and is out there taking advice from the JV player. And now I'm supposed to learn from you, right? Like that's what I can just sit here and tell you. Like, my whole goal is like, if I want to get to the NBA, guess who I'm going to listen to? People who made it to the NBA and can coach, right? Now, don't get me wrong. There are going to be certain people who can coach you. They just may not have been, like a lot of football coaches and all that. They may not have been the best player, but they can coach and they've done it. Okay, I get that. But a lot of them have put in the work and they put in hours and all that stuff. But I can sit here and tell you there's a lot of reps in there that are going to go and call and give you your advice, and most of them aren't performing. Be careful on who you listen to. I can tell you from experience and all this stuff is there's a lot of managers out there that will tell you what to do, and the managers never performed. They just played the corporate game, and they were in a place long enough and did the right things, aka yes man, yes woman, didn't ever cross the line, and then now they're in their spot now. Now, again, I'm not taking that away from, that's not every single person. That's not all of them, right? There's plenty of managers and reps and all the people that are successful and very good and all that. But what I'm just sitting here is saying is make sure you guys are doing your homework on who you're talking to and if you're going to take advice, if they're worth taking advice from. Because there's certain ways you have to look at it. And I said it on an older podcast, but it's like you need to see, have they done what you are trying to do? That is step number one. If they haven't, I probably wouldn't listen to them. Then, have they, this is the bigger one. Say, like for example, this is why I can say what I've done. Been able to help people break into medical device sales. Great, because I did it. Now, the bigger thing is I've been successful in the industry. So now what I tell our people is I can help you be successful in the industry. So I've done it. Great. Now the best part is mentioning Wes at the beginning of this show or whoever, right? We have the people we've helped coach and that are in the industry and are successful, have been running for rookie of the year, have taken territories from bottom performing to top 10s. We've been able to show that. So can you have somebody who can actually coach that? Because then that's going to be the biggest thing on can they take you from where you want to be to where you want to go? And that's what I would just tell you. It's no different. I say it and I'm very open with it. Why I have a mentor. I have a mentor because I've never been certain things. So they have been. What are they going to just do? Save me time and money. But the biggest thing is just because they've done it doesn't mean I'm going to work with them. Have they been able to do it and teach others to be able to do that exact same thing? So I know and I can have confidence that they can teach me on how to do it. Right? Because it's the last thing I'll say on this piece is, and I say it all the time, there are a lot of dudes in the NFL who know how to run a 4-3, but they can't teach you how to run a 4-3. What good is it if they're having success and they can't teach you? This is a lot of top performers. I can just sit here and tell you, a lot of top performers in any industry, not just medical device sales, they're very good at what they do because they are good at it. They're lone wolves, they're killers, they can do it all, right? But then they can't teach it because they're like, you don't think the way I think, what the heck? That's the biggest thing I've had to learn as like growing a business, having employees, doing other stuff. I have very high expectations, but what I have to understand is we're different. Oh, this is how they do it. Okay, that's fine, right? Oh, this is what we go and have those conversations, but then teaching them, right? And being understanding and working on patience. I just had my 5-year-old nephew here with me this last week. Absolutely amazing. Loved having D with me. It was so much fun and seeing him see Arizona for the first time. Loved it. But the reason I'm saying that was a whole nother level of patience when he's screaming in the back car, singing the same song 5,000 times. And I'm like, yep, I've heard my buddies talk about this being parents. You know, it's going for a walk and it takes him 20 minutes to walk 100 yards because he's just in his own world. I have to work on my patience of like, okay, I guess we're not getting around the block in the 20 minutes, right? So just learning things. And that's what I would just say is make sure you guys listen on or be careful on who you listen to, because I will tell you, everyone is an expert on your life. Everyone else will tell you how to live your life. So what I would just tell you is make sure you guys go find mentors, go find people that have actually done what you want to do and can actually teach you on how you want to do it. Because otherwise you're going to just be trying to figure it out all by yourself. And a lot of times it's just going to take too long. So that would be number 4. And number 5, the biggest thing that I'm going to take away the last 3 years of being in medical device sales. And as you guys are seeing this is, yes, some of this is med device sales, some of it's not. And I understand that, but this is just to help you guys, is number 5, set unrealistic goals. Because you're sitting here talking to the guy who set really unrealistic goals, and I can't even believe where we're at today. And that's the only reason I can sit here and talk to you guys. So that's what I would sit here and tell you. You're in your territory that's never performed, set an unrealistic goal to finish top 10. You're in a territory that, you know, is struggling, set a realistic goal or unrealistic goal that you'll have it running at this at the time. The reason I'm just saying that, I don't want you guys to set unrealistic goals and then feel stress and anxiety. And, oh my gosh, I didn't get it, because you guys are all type A people and I get it. I'm telling you guys, it goes back to that barrier. I want you to dream big. I want you to do things that you never thought you could do. And guess what? You'll be a lot closer even if you don't accomplish it than you ever did if you thought you just put yourself in this box. And so even in your accounts, even in medical device sales, why I always was having success is I never was able to listen to every single person that told me I couldn't do it. I had a lot of people, oh, Jacob, just chill. The most disgusting advice I ever heard from people were reps that had been in for 5 to 10 years. And they're like, stop trying so hard. You need to just make this a career. Let's ride it out. Don't overperform this year so you can underperform, so you can then have just a little bump and do it. And let me just sit here and tell you all why I think that is the lowest of the low and such a loser mentality is because why don't you just freaking crush it every single year? Well, then the quota goes up. Guess what? This is where I'll sit here and tell you, because I'm very open about it. You know who doesn't get fired? Top performers. You know who has a lot of job opportunities to go somewhere else? Top performers. You know who can go make a lot of money just leaving today? Top performers. Know who can have a company keep them because they're top performing? Other companies will keep top performers. The reason I'm saying all this is if I just played it safe, like everyone plays it safe, guess what? I would never be where I'm at today. And the other thing with that is, guess what? Yeah, I'm never going to sit here and say, I will be with the same company for 20 years. Guess what? Because none of you have been either. None of you will be. Like most people say that and COVID happened. They got all fired, right? Like they got laid off. Like whatever it is, you never know. It's business. What I'm going to sit here and tell you is whatever I'm in and the place I'm in and the position I hold, I'm going to give it 110%. I'm going to go all out and I'm going to be successful in that. That's the only way I know how. It's the only way to actually do it. Because the moment you start being like, well, I'm going to sandbag to not really do anything. And then maybe this will happen and this and happen. And then now you're playing all the what ifs. Why don't you just go crush it? And then play the what if of what if you crushed it. Guess what? You might just have a headhunter calling you for the next opportunity. And again, if you have your, I'm only staying here. That's fine. If you find your company, go do that. But what I can sit here and tell you is you go crush it. You do really well and you do things. Guess what? Other companies probably see that. And guess what? You probably can go to a promotion from there and then welcome to taking your career to the next level very quickly. So that's what I would just sit here and tell you guys is set unrealistic goals, because as you're in medical device sales, you're going to have a lot of people. This is a very ego-driven culture in just the sales industry and world as a whole, not just medical device sales. And it's everyone's better than you. Everyone thinks they know more than you. Everyone, whatever it is. And I've heard it. I still hear it. I hear it every single day. I have all the people who give me the advice on all this stuff, right? And what I would just sit here and tell you, just stay true to you. Go give it the best you have. Continue to shoot for the stars. Continue to work hard. And I promise you, good things will happen. That's it, man. Just be a good person. Work hard. learn every single day. And that's the one last thing I'll end on is Kobe Bryant. Just be 1% better every single day. Everyone's trying to be a millionaire in 1 year. Everyone's trying to be the best that they can be, and they all want to do it in the next 6 months. But what if you just focused on getting a little bit better every single day, compound interest, and now you can crush it in 6 months, 12 months, a year, 3 years, 5 years? That's what it is, because I literally looked at my life and it was like 5 years ago, literally moved out with $1,200 to my name. And I was like, man, if people would just commit for 5 years, you would change your entire life to where you couldn't even imagine. If you could just commit, stay true to you, work like crazy on something that you are so passionate about for the next 3 to 5 years and go all in, you will change your entire life. But most people quit after a week, a month, a year. And then they start something new. And now they just start over and over and over. Instead of you just would have stayed something with something. So hopefully this was helpful. I know there were some medical device sales. I know there were some not medical device sales. But that is what I've learned in my 3 year reflection of being in medical device sales. Because there are just life lessons in there. There's me just going and being able to have success where I'm at. But also just growing as a person, as a man, as a human being. And again, while having success in this industry. So again, this has worked for me. I hope it can be tips that help you and share with you. But I would just tell you guys, the last thing I'm always going to keep pushing here is just stay true to you. Because as you're going to continue to grow, as can you continue to have success, there are going to be people in your industry, in your company that don't want to see it sometimes because they're just taking it easy. And again, we're not here for the average. I'm not here for the average. I understand that. That's why people get pissed. If people are, let me just make this clear, and we'll put it out there for all the haters so you can write on this too. If you are getting mad from what I say, you are average, and that's why you're mad, because I listened to a podcast and it was like, you should find out who you want to not like your stuff and then make sure they get mad at it. Well, the people who don't like my stuff, I can be very honest with you, are average human beings. That is not us. That is not the people who listen to this thing. If it's the people DMing me like they were last week, I can just tell you, pretty average. Nothing against that. Go live your life. Just not me. Not going to listen to that because I'm not trying to live an average life. So I hope you all are having a great week. I hope you can press the like and subscribe button. If you can share this, this would be extremely helpful. And if you guys are interested in breaking into medical device sales or know somebody who's interested in breaking into medical device sales, like I said, our average person breaks in 8.2 weeks at $94,478 as of 2023. We only take 10 people at this moment. And I am sitting here telling you one last time that the prices will be going up because of the amount of testimonials that we are about to put on for the process that we've shown everybody from our podcast at New to Medical Device Sales from the last year and a half has literally come from our course. We have more free stuff out there than anybody out there. And so what I'm just sitting here and telling you guys is, again, last thing I'll put there is I don't need a dollar from you. I do very well in medical device sales. It's what I love. And we do it that way. I don't need your money. But if you want us to help you and change your life, I know I can help with that. And so I would love to work with you. If you guys are interested, click the link below. We can set up a time to talk. But press that like and subscribe button. Share this. I appreciate you all. I hope you have a great week. Don't listen to anybody else. Go after your goals and go make the life you want. Peace.